I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time 3:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First, police in Bountiful are looking for a group of teens who the cops say set off aerial fireworks inside a bathroom at North Canyon Park. Second, Dole is recalling 6-ounce packages of baby spinach bags and spinach clamshells because of a possible salmonella risk. The exact lot codes can be found at the FDA's website. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot. We're brought to you by Mountain America's lowest visa rate ever.
A small accident in Pace, and it's on the off-ramp from northbound I-15 at 800 South on the shoulders. Really not going to cause you any delay. Where you will see slowdowns is northbound I-15 in Davis County, now stretching from Farmington through Clearfield. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Temperature's going to feel a little more like early September. Sunshine 85. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
82 degrees in Salt Lake City now. KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
Jeffrey Epstein taken off suicide watch on July 29th, in part at the urging of his defense attorneys, ABC News has learned. As the FBI investigates his death, a source telling us that the New York Metropolitan Correctional Center has been understaffed, leading to low morale among guards. As for the victims,
we've heard from a number of them who are really concerned that they will not get their day in court, that their accusations will not go before a proper criminal proceeding, because at the moment there is no one else charged. So there is no one else to prosecute, and there's no one to test their accusations before a judge and jury.
ABC's Aaron Katursky. The new arrest in the Dayton mass shooting, the gunman's friend Ethan Coley now facing federal charges, accused of lying on forms to buy the body armor and equipment used in the assault. The Trump administration is moving forward with a new rule that would limit who is allowed to enter and stay in the United States based on that person's need for various public benefits. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. KSL Sports, the Utah Jazz, has announced its 2019-20 regular season schedule this afternoon. This after this exciting offseason, some trades, some shifts in the back office. And joining us live with more on the upcoming schedule is Cleon Wall with KSL Sports. Cleon, when does the season start? Against whom? How does it look?
All right. Well, the first game of the season, is going to start in late October. And the Jazz, you were kind of hoping for like this huge matchup. And maybe if you went back before the trade deadline or the offseason and say, hey, the Jazz versus Oklahoma City at home in their first game, well, looked good back then. Now, maybe not as good. It's still going to be a tough game, though. You don't have Russell Westbrook. You don't have Paul George, but you have Chris Paul. So that should still be an interesting matchup for the first game. It is a home game. But then the two next games, those two of the next games are some of the big ones. The Jazz are going to play the following Friday. So the Jazz are going to start on a Wednesday night on the 23rd of October, and then on the October 25th, they're going to play the Lakers down in Los Angeles. That game is going to be on ESPN, Jeff. And then the following week on Wednesday, they're going to play the Clippers, who might be the presumptive favorites to win the NBA title next year.
After the offseason trades, Cleon, a lot of people are fired up about this season. What are you expecting as they jump out of the gate?
I think they're going to be one of the best three teams in the Western Conference. That's, of course, my opinion. You talk to Jeremiah Jensen over at KSL Channel 5. He probably thinks they're going to be one of the best two, and we talked about that on the Jazz Notes podcast. But I'd say they're going to be a top three team. Those first couple of months, though, October, November, and actually you could even say going into December, those are probably going to be some of the toughest games that you'll find that the Jazz will play. But there are some exciting ones at home, and that's going to be a lot of fun. But as long as they can get through those first like few months, I think things are going to kind of even out, and they're going to finish definitely over 50 wins this season, and I think probably close to being the number three seed in the Western Conference.
Okay, they start October 23rd against Oklahoma City. There are 81 more after that, and they're going to be on national TV at least 25 times this season. Is that odd?
It's actually 16 times they're going to be on national TV, Jeff. 10 of those on ESPN, 6 of them on TNT. The one great thing about this is that it gives the Jazz more exposure. Yes, it is odd, because last season the Jazz were only on national TV 8 times. So to bump that up to 16, what the national TV partners are saying is, we recognize the team's going to be good this year, and we want to feature them as much as possible. Now, as I said, two of the games against the Clippers and Lakers early in the season, they're definitely games that will be on national TV, but the Clippers and Lakers are going to be on a lot against a lot of teams. So the teams that the Jazz are going to face the most on national TV are the Blazers, and that has local interest because former Weber State guard Damian Lillard's on the team, and those games are always good between the Blazers and Jazz. The Nuggets, they're going to be featured 3 times against the Jazz on national TV, and then also the Boston Celtics. Both of the Jazz games against the Boston Celtics will be on national TV. It's like something about Gordon Hayward, that the national TV audience still has a draw or a liking to seeing how Gordon Hayward's going to do against his former team. And funny enough, this will be his 3rd season away from Salt Lake City.
Cleon Wall from KSL Sports, thanks so much. Again, the season's going to start, we learn, October 23rd at home against Oklahoma City. KSL News Time 351. Traffic is brought to you by Mountain America's lowest Visa rate ever. And here's Ricky Meese.
Traffic now heavy and a little slow. Southbound I-15 from just after 33rd South. By the time you're hitting 90th South, you're back to the posted limit from there all the way to Provo. We also have traffic starting to build westbound SR 201 Redwood Road to just past the West Belt. And again, after 5600 West on 5600 West itself. Southbound building between I-80 and 3500 South and construction causing a little bit of slowing, but not too bad right now. Eastbound I-80 Bangor to I-215. Steve?
And we have slowdowns on southbound Foothill Drive approaching 17 South. You're on northbound I-15 out of downtown, starting to fill in now from downtown up to the north interchange. Then it clears out, but expect Davis County delays, Kaysville to Clearfield. More slowdowns on the southbound side of I-15 through Clearfield, and still looking very good on Highway 89 right now. Also, the west side belt, northbound I-215 and Legacy Parkway, both wide open. At Lakeview Hospital, the current wait time is only 6 minutes. Text ER to 32222 and get the ER wait times at the Mountain Star Hospital near you. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the 9s. The 7-day forecast now, and here's Grant Wayman.
Things warming up this week, but it's really nice today. Only 85, lots of sunshine. Tomorrow climbs up to 92 and mostly sunny. And we reach 96 on Wednesday with plenty of sunshine. Sunny up to 96 on Thursday as well. 97 is the high on Friday. Kind of windy with mostly sunny skies. Cooler on Saturday, though, only 87 with mostly sunny. And mostly sunny on Sunday, 86. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
82 degrees.
Afternoon News on KSL News Radio.
You know, they always warn you to cook the meat, cook it thoroughly, so you grill and you burn it up. Or it's charred outside and raw inside. This will never happen at Ruth's Chris. You get your meat exactly the way you want it. Tell them medium well, with a little bit of pink in the center, but slightly charred on the outside. That's what arrives at the table, placed gently in front of you on a hot plate by expert servers. Ruth's Chris is much better than grilling. No dishes to clean. So for any special end-of-summer occasion or for no occasion at all, make reservations at Ruth's Chris. 2 locations, downtown Salt Lake and in the Hotel Park City. Both locations, you get guaranteed amazing service and a 5-star dinner. Order the New York strip or the ribeye or the melt-in-your-mouth filet with blue cheese or butter or Oscar style. At Ruth's Chris, you can expect the chicken, the fresh seafood, and lamb are also cooked to perfection with scrumptious sides. You never get a better meal or better service. They have 2 locations, downtown or at the Hotel Park City. Ruth's Chris, an unforgettable dining experience.
Are you an overthinker? Hi, Rick Edelman here, host of the Rick Edelman Show right here every weekend. In 3 decades of serving folks like you here at Edelman Financial Engines, we've met a lot of folks who were trapped because they were overthinking their financial decisions. We get it. This can be scary stuff. You work really hard and you make a lot of sacrifices to save all your money. And well, just imagine if you make a mistake. Bad investment choices, the wrong mortgage, incorrect insurance coverage. It's enough to keep anyone awake at night. So here are 2 pieces of advice to help you solve the problem. First, realize that most decisions can be changed. And second, It's not just you, it's we. You don't have to go it alone. Let us help you. You'll get our experience and our expertise. So call us at Edelman Financial Engines. It's one decision you don't have to overthink. Call us at 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK. Or visit us at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com.
We're watching Utah's Money at KSL News Radio. Rough day on Wall Street. The Dow fell 391 points. The S&P fell 36, and the NASDAQ lost 95 points. KSL News Time 356. And time for Cougar Tracks. Here's Mitch Harper.
The BYU football team is now at the midway point of fall camp. The Cougars had their first scrimmage at Lavelle Edwards Stadium this past weekend. And the big storyline out of the scrimmage, the emergence of graduate transfer running back Tyson Williams.
I had him break the team because he stuck out and he's starting to feel more comfortable in the program. But also I think he's earned a lot of, as far as looking at legitimate ways of being a leader. I think the guys respect him and he did some really good things today. I thought the running backs did really well. Lopini, Tyson, and Emmanuel did some good things.
For extensive coverage of BYU football fall camp, go to kslsports.com and subscribe to the Cougar Tracks podcast. With Cougar Tracks, I'm Mitch Harper. On your legacy home of the BYU Cougars, KSL News Radio.